If you're looking for a great place to get vaping, hookah, or regular smoking supplies, or just need a pack of your favorite brand of smokes, look no further than Saginaw Vape on Lawndale Road. They have a huge selection of roll-your-own tobacco and hookah supplies as well. They even have those disposable vapes, too. The customer service is superb, and they also try to carry the brand you like. So why not try them today? If you know what you're looking for, give them a call. The number is 989-401-6393. Did you know that if you mention the Mater Cast, you can get a discount on your order? Yeah, you certainly can. Isn't that neat? Everyone wants to save some money, right? So why not give it a try? Jerry uses their services all the time when he runs out of vape juice or Kohl's or hookah tobacco or even regular pipe tobacco. That's Saginaw Vape on Lawndale Road. Come on in. We'll spark you up. Is your water tank broken and now you're just mad as hell because you've got water all over your floor? Are you extremely hot? Is your air conditioner broken? Are you freezing right now? Is your furnace broken? Better call Steve. He will get your situation fixed in a jiffy because S&J Heating and Cooling is absolutely the best. They are a veteran-owned and family-run company, so you know that you don't have to deal with some big old corporation screwing you around. These guys will definitely make sure that things are running properly again before they leave your home. Steve and his company has 27 years of experience serving the Mid-Michigan and Great Lakes Bay region with great prices and great customer service. How can you go wrong? He and his service company can and often do service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, and water tanks. So why not give him a call today? Here, let me give you the number. It's 989-755-1799. Did you miss that? Let me give it to you one more time. The number is 989-755-1799. S&J Heating and Cooling. Call them today and you won't have that problem for very long. Traffic accidents and car malfunctions happen all the time. Many happen unexpectedly, which is why they're called accidents. And usually the no-fault law in Michigan makes it even harder to get your car worked on when it isn't an accident, thanks to insurance companies not having to foot the bill. That's why you need Victor Moncada and his superb towing and auto body shop. To contact him, here's the phone number, 989-482-7747. Or you can email him anytime at vixtowing@yahoo.com. That's vics.towing@yahoo.com. If you're in a fix, contact Vix. The Mater Cast is heard on great podcast services like TuneIn, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and so many others. If we're not found on your favorite, send us an email. TheMaterCast@iCloud.com. Due to graphic sexual and adult conversations, including very strong language and other adult subject matter, listener discretion is strongly advised. You see, we at the Mater Radio Network Studios refuse to be held responsible for any such language or adult content you may hear. As they say, you've been warned. And now we bring you the MaterCast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning into the MaterCast. You never know what Jerry Mater's got in store for you. Hell, sometimes he doesn't even know. If this is your first time, well, we apologize in advance. But hold on, because you're in for a wild ride. We're about to change what you know about a radio broadcast. Get this, motherfucker. It's time for the MaterCast. So crank them speakers and wake up the neighbors. They get pissed off, well, fuck them. Here's everyone's favorite DJ. To some, well, most of us actually, he's just a fucking prick pain in the ass. But nonetheless, he is the jammer. Here he is, Jerry Mater.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you, Mr. Drew Graham. How you doing, everybody? And welcome to the Mater Cast, where we just don't give a fuck anymore. Hey, you can't do that over. You're an asshole. Fucking producer. I'm going to fire my I can't fire my producer, because if I fire my fucking producer, I just fire my fucking self. And I ain't gonna fire myself. Speaking of Saginaw Vape. So I go down to second on vape, you know, because my fucking bowl. Yes, I even burped on my own damn podcast. Shut up. Anyway. So, thing is, I go down, I get this really cool bowl. I got two of them. I got an Egyptian clay one. It's made of Egyptian clay. I don't think they really recognized that, and, you know, and I don't think they really knew. But yeah, them bowls are, they're nice, you know, but they can break real easy. They don't change the price because they're Egyptian clay. It's just something that people need to know, because if they don't, they'll find out when they overload it. They will find out, because the motherfucker will go pow. And then I have a foghorn shaped mahogany kind of looking bowl. It almost looks like it's wood, but it's not wood. It is actually ceramic, because if it was wood, it would already be on fire. I'm kind of, ooh, that one got me. See, I even cough on my own podcast. Hey, I don't give a fuck. Everything goes on this podcast, including me getting high, so fuck off. Anyway. So, here's my weekend so far. I watched the Field of Dreams game, and that was pretty cool, you know. And that was neat because we got to watch them come up. You know, it kind of reminded me. It kind of reminded me, in a way, it kind of reminded me of Children of the Corn. They should have played the music for Children of the Corn right there. You know that fucking scary ass music? Yeah, that's what they should have played. But you know how MLB is. MLB has to have everything pristine and special. Look, I'm not knocking the MLB. I think they did a great job on the game. You know, I really do. I mean, I think they did a marvelous job and all that good shit. I thought the call was a bit mediocre. Thank you, Pat. But anyway. No, I'm just kidding. No, Pat and Ron did a hell of a job that night. Oh, my goodness. They were great on that call. I just was like, how in the hell are you guys doing this? Because they're sitting in a booth, right? The booth ain't got no fucking screen around it. And in comes a foul ball, and we all got to see Zach Zaidman cower up like a little kid. No, I'm just kidding. No, I would be cuddling. I'd be like fucking crawling underneath that table too, because a damn ball's going to smack me in the fucking head. No. You know what it really sucked? If one of the crew member were blind and they were up in the booth. Yeah. Boing. What was that? Don't worry about it. Keep on calling. I felt something hit me. Yeah, you're just dreaming. Shut up. No. No, really, Ron, I did. Yeah, and so what? It happens. Or he probably would have said something more like, well, you should have brought a glove. And of course, he would have heard Pat's words of wisdom. You have to be careful up here now. You have to bring your glove with you whenever you come to the ball game, because you never know when a foul ball might go a little oops into the booth. Oh, my goodness. It was a great game, and I hope that you had the chance to enjoy it with your family. And if you didn't, well, you missed a good game then, didn't you? Sorry about your bad luck. You should have been more careful and we should have recorded it. Why do I sound like I'm echoing? This is starting to piss me off. Every time I try recording my podcast and there is no reverb. So if you are hearing me echoing, it is not my fault. It is my headset. And if you want me to buy a new headset, then send me some new money. Right? Slap a 20 on me, as in the great Pat Hughes might say. A slap a 20 on me and we'll call it good. Not my... the Field of Dreams was great. And then the next game after it was pretty good, which was on a Saturday. They made us wait till Saturday. It's like, you know that dun-dun, dun-dun, dun-dun. Like, what's going to happen next? Are they going to be able to handle the series next? Oh my God, they're going to lose it. Then you have the other Cubs fans going, ah, we'll get this, son of a bitch. Don't worry about it. But they tried to show... I don't know if they did show, because, of course, my eyes don't work, which... just doesn't help, does it? Anyway, but I heard they were going to show a hologram of Harry Carey. They were going to put a hologram up while he was singing, "Take me out to the ball game." Well, that's not how he sang it. He sounded something more like, if I can do it. I don't think I can, though. Let's try it here. "Take me out to the ball game." You know, he does it his own way, and I kind of liked his way better than mine. And then, well, let's see. Got me, well, I can talk more about my bowls in a minute, and which I will. I will. I'll talk a lot about them today because I'm very excited about them because they're fucking awesome. Shut up. I can cough on my own damn podcast. I don't have anything to drink yet. I did, but then I think I lost it or something like that, you know, during the move and the jump and the bullshit I had to do to get it started. See, this one here, the first one, which is the little tiny, it's not any bigger than maybe a small tennis ball. Shut up. I like that noise. Isn't that kind of cool? Yeah, that's the old bottle that goes clonk, clonk, clonk. What, can I take a fucking drink anymore without you guys laughing at me? Hey, I gotta drink sometimes. I gotta wet my whistle once in a while, hell. That's what a good broadcaster does. Wait, before you begin, I know what you folks who watch the show are going to say next. But a good broadcaster doesn't, a good broadcaster doesn't use a bottle that sounds like a fucking train horn when you're in it. When you bring the damn bottle back down, it sounds like something's unplugging a sink drain or something. And then if you would have just saw what I just did a minute ago. Shut up, you guys. You guys get to see it. This isn't fair. Anyway, but if you would have saw. There's a reason they're all laughing right now and they know it. Shut up. Shut up. I want to tell the story. Now, if you would have saw. Excuse me. We'll have these one of these days, a video podcast, and then you can really fucking start laughing. But right now I gotta figure out how to make them, and then I will. So bite me. The capabilities there, I mean, we could start offering video podcasting, but are you gonna come to my house and set up my cameras for me? It's better that we just do audio so my stupid ass doesn't have to figure out how to do cameras all the time. And I don't have all that fancy, flashy, cool-looking makeup bullshit they put on your face. let me explain this. So the one ball is about as big around as maybe a golf ball. We'll go with the golf ball because a tennis ball just doesn't fit in there. I've already tried it. Yes, I know I'm stupid, right? One is stupid when one somehow decides, and the stupid foggery that I'm in right now, to push the microphone off button. It's supposed to be a cough button, but I never use it, you know? See, I don't use it. I cough and I forget to push the button. Anyway, so there's this thing, this one ball that I have is about as big around as a baseball. So I can fill that bastard across, which is when I get up there right now. But that one, I have to spray it, because if I don't spray it, something happens called Jerry gets his ass cold. No, not C-O-L-D, C-O-A-L-E-D, which means the coals will fall off the bowl and onto me. That, my friends, is why I spray the bottle. Or the bowl. Either way. I pick up the spray bottle and I spray the bowl all the way across. Go ch 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 ch. Hell, if I could, I'd just piss on it. Wait, on second thought on that. No, I don't want to burn my pecker. That would hurt. I don't want to turn dick into a roasted dick, okay? He will someday give me children. I do not want to fuck him up at all. But my piss couldn't hit that high anyway, even if I tried. Maybe it could. I don't know. I've been pissing a lot lately, and it's kind of long and streamable, but it would not go over the bowl very well, and my dick would burn off. And I would turn into, and honestly, if I did that, I'd probably turn into Mary, not Jerry, anymore. I like to be a guy. I am a guy. I don't want to turn into a transsexual or a girl. No, thank you. Yep, that's me. Just being an asshole. That's what I do best, don't you know? I mean, after all, you're listening to a podcast from a guy who will say whatever I want to, whenever I want to. If it offends you, go eat a Twinkie or something and shut up. You shouldn't complain. You're getting this show for free. What the hell were you expecting? I'm not making you pay to watch my show like it's a rated X movie or anything. And I won't never do that. A, I don't believe in it. B, I don't believe in it. And C, you guessed it. I don't believe in it. There. Now you know the ABCs of life. Fuck off. Okay. So, this bowl here, I have to spray with a spray bottle. I'm getting pretty goddamn good at it, man. Like, I can hit that fucker from a mile away with that spray bottle. One shot. Out. Like, woo, look at that. I got it out. Yay, man. I kind of strut around here like I'm the king or something, because like I get so excited because I hit it without burning myself this time. But yep, you have to spray the, we call him Big Horny, because he's a horn-shaped bull, and that's why I call him Big Horny. Shut up. Don't start on that. Producer says I could not say horny on my podcast. Okay, horny, H-O-R-N-Y, horny. You see, I can't say it, so I did. If you tell me not to say something, did you think I was going to not do it? Are you that damn stupid? You tell me I can't say horny on my own podcast? It's a bodily function. You get horny. What do you want? There shouldn't be kids listening, because if they are, they should have their asses spanked. If kids are listening to my show, they should have their asses blistered. Because we have an adults-only disclaimer for a fucking reason. Yes, I know. You have to remind assholes that, or they don't always remember. Anyway, you will hear a lot of things you are not expecting from this show, because I do what I want when I want and don't give a damn. Some people don't like my show. They get mad and pissed off and whine like a bitch. You know, you really shouldn't do that on these shows, because people won't want to listen. Okay, and your point? There might be children in the background. Well, they should have their kids sleeping when they listen to my podcast. I'm not a babysitter. I don't even have kids of my own. How the hell do you think I'm going to babysit yours? Here, kids, want to try out the hookah pipe? Yeah, just breathe on this hose right here, and you can. Hey, kids, did you know if you smoke this thing for 3 hours at a time, you get really super stoned and you don't remember tomorrow? Okay. I won't tell your mommy if you don't tell your dad. Yeah. Oh, shit. I had to cough that out. Sorry. Oh, my God. Anyway, so we got these new bowls. The first one is the Egyptian bowl. It is made of like a ceramic clay. Guess what it says right on it? I'm so excited about this. It says it on the bottom. It says it right on the bottom. It says, bring your own. In other words, if you want to smoke with me, you have to do what the bowl says and buy your own, bring your own. Don't take mine. Leave mine alone. Unless you're my really good friend, and then I don't care. Unless you're not like my brother-in-law, and come over here and hit and run, and don't pay for your purchases, or don't want to pay for your smoke, then I don't care. Yes, I just hit it again. Oh, they said I gotta go to a commercial break. Fuck you. That's why I do all the commercials in the beginning, so I don't have to go to a commercial break in the middle, because I don't like doing that to my fans, because my fans are fucking awesome. Yes, they are. I never stop fucking coughing for a minute. But my friends are cool. All my fans are my friends. And if you're my fan, you want to leave a message? If you download the Anchor app has a button that you can push and leave a message. And then we can include your message in the podcast. Can you believe that? That is so fucking rad. That, is that the equivalent of calling up the DJ on the radio and saying, "Hey, dickhead, play me a song"? Or is that the equivalent of the, a better equivalent of the request system where, you know, "Hey, homie, can you play my song?" "No, dumbass. Unless you know my name, I guess I can't do that today." Oh. Then they try to pronounce your name weird. "Okay, Jeremy." "Huh? My name is Jerry. 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 See, it's not hard to say my name. Don't fuck it up again or else you can't call back." Because I will block your number and call it spam. Thank you. Oh, now I'm going to tell you another one of my radio day story, huh? Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you guys have waited a week and a half for a new podcast, so I guess I can tell you one. There was this guy that was pissing me off. Understand this. I am not normally the kind of person who disrespects cultures or disrespects people. But when you've got a guy calling you 20 times in a row, I couldn't help myself because he was pissing me off. Right? And haven't we all done this? Haven't we all done this time or two? So you're pissed off at somebody. You don't care what they, you don't care if they're black, white, green, blue, yellow. You just say what comes to mind as soon as it happens. So this guy was a Chinaman, and he's on the phone talking to me, telling me, "You have to play this song. I love this song. I do not play it enough." "Shut up, Jake. I'm busy, okay?" Oh, yeah, I got suspended and everything else, man. They threw me off the air for a fucking week. Couldn't go on the air, and goddamn was I ever happy. And there was a reason I was happy about that, because that meant I didn't have to get up for work the next morning. I could stay in bed and go to sleep later, which means I get to smoke more. Yay. But then, so during that time, of course, I'm hanging out, chilling, being cool. I'm listening to my friends cover my show and just busting out laughing because they can't do it right. And one of my bosses one time, I was working at another station. I won't mention the name of because the guy has a, you know, he gets his panties up in a bunch when somebody mentions his name negatively. Too bad. Rotten mushroom. Ew, that thing stunk. Really? I worked on a station called Mushroom FM. Yeah, I can see you over there snickering. You might as well just laugh. Stupidest name. But it wasn't really a stupid name. I guess it kind of fit what they were trying to do. But I was bringing a whole new element to the programming, and they didn't like it. So they shooed me out of there. What they didn't realize, I was going to take half their fucking listeners with me. Because I had them all on my Twitter, and I took them over to my station, and they listened to my station a lot more than they listened to the other one. Well, you know how it goes, right? I mean, you can't help that. I mean, that's just the breaks when you're working in radio, man. If somebody likes your programming more than somebody else's, they're going to listen to you, not the other asshole. You know, it wasn't like I waved a magic flag and said, "Come on over to my station. Their station sucks." It wasn't like I said, fuck them, come over here, you. No, I didn't do that. No, but I almost did. Yeah. Well, I did all my campaigning. I did all my listener campaigning with Twitter, because everybody that was listening to that station also followed me on Twitter, because I was the fucking morning show host of their programming. So they all followed me. Sorry. I had to tell them where I was. And they came over. They liked what they heard. They stuck around. And if you don't like it, bob up and kiss my ass. See? That's just the way I work. If I think something should be done, I just do it. If I'm in a bar and I hear some bullshit come out of somebody's mouth about Joe Biden, I just tell them like it is. You're an asshole. Trump's better than you are. Yeah. Are you as blind as I am? Because, hello, I can't even see. And I can tell you that since I can't even see, I still know that Joe Biden is ruining our country. Even I'm as blind as a bat, and I can see right through the bullshit. And if they would have left my friend alone, Terry Clasper, if they would have left him alone and not bitched at him for helping me so much, you just might have saw a better person, because I might have changed the way you wanted me to. But when you started fucking me around and I started noticing it, guess what I did? I turned the tables right back on you, didn't I? Because you didn't even see it. I turned that station upside down and backwards and frontwards and every which way I could. And yeah, I'll be honest, I did trash them. Why? Because they sucked. They sucked. My station was better. And I was going to prove it. And I did. And I got many, many different awards around the Michigan area. I got a couple awards, actually, for that. Well, I was nominated for a couple. I'm not going to tell you if I got them or not. I should have got them, but, you know, whatever. I'm not going to bitch about it. At least I was nominated. Fuck off. I got to the black tie affair, didn't I, motherfucker? I got there, and I didn't even have to pay no damn dues. Nope, I didn't even have to pay my own dues. I did my job properly in America, because in America, crying is not unprofessional. But according to a certain general manager, crying is very unprofessional. You shouldn't do that during a broadcast. You know what, little man? Just for you. My broadcast sucks. I'm gonna throw up all over the damn table now. Fuck you. Anyway, getting back to it. I had really good jingles. My friend Kelly Sapergia made my jingles, damn it. And then my friend Ben Friedman made my jingles too, damn it. Even though him and I didn't agree on some things. He wasn't a dick. Well, I'll say this. He wasn't as self-centered, because he was and still is an American. Now look, you might be saying, Kelly's not American. Kelly's Canadian. Damn near close. You know, and you learn really fast in this business that you find out who your real friends are, and the rest can just kiss your ass. That's what you mean. Because you can't do, you know, Rick Nelson said it best in the song Garden Party. You can't please everyone, so you've got to please yourself. You know, and that's a true statement, and that statement has rang with me since I've heard that song. When I talk about these radio days of mine, I think of the good stuff. I think of my friend Terry Clasper, who bust his ass over it. Phoenix Radio 1208. You should give it a listen sometime. If you like older music, these are the guys over there. Phoenix Radio. And yes, I'm promoting a radio station in my podcast. Deal with it. But you really got to listen to the Phoenix Radio. You can get it by telling Lady A, A-L-E-X-A, to play. You say her name, and then you say, play Phoenix Radio 1208 on TuneIn, and it will just play it automatically. It's like that. It's kind of like one of them wishbones. You break it and get a wish. See that? But you have to be the person that breaks it. You have to say the right magic words to get the magic wish. Does anybody know what those are, by the way? Because What do I want to wish for? If I could wish right now, something, what would I wish for? My sister to get a new house so I don't have to live with them idiots in my goddamn house. That's what I wish for. No, it's not my sister. My sister doesn't bother me. It's the other four children. Yep. Her crazy-ass boyfriend and Allie and Ashton. Good goddamn. It don't take much to set that little guy off, though. And my niece knew it, of course. This is him off on his birthday, poor kid. I said, that's okay. Hit the pinata like you're knocking her in the fucking head. Then you hit. Break. I'm an asshole. I really am. I'm an asshole. He said, here, kid, just break the pinata like you're breaking your sister's fucking head. Just go ahead and smash it. Yeah. And my mom thought that me and my sister were bad shit. You can't put these other two in a room without them both killing each other. One wanted to punch the other one. The other one was screaming because she didn't have her phone. I don't know. I'll fucking ignore it. I put on the damn Cubs today. I didn't even hear what they were even saying. I'm like tuning out the whole fucking day with the with the Cubs playing, so I didn't have to listen to it. Maybe I heard about an eighth of it. Now listen, you know a person smokes a lot of weed when they mention things like an eighth, a gram, an ounce. Yeah. But that's why I try to do these podcasts, is to keep myself vented so I don't lose my fucking mind. Wait a minute. Not you again. Just Please don't. Not tonight. Come on, man. You know damn well if you start that crap, I'm going to be mad.
Jerry, I want to talk.
You don't need to fucking talk on it.
You were just praising me a few minutes ago.
Yeah, I was just praising you a few minutes ago. I was hoping you'd shut the fuck up while I was doing so. Before I changed my mind.
Even your own audience laughs over top of you. You dumbass.
Listen, Sparky, you gotta understand, fella. I got you a new couple bowls last week. I got you some new tobacco. Well, my mom did. I didn't get that. You're good to go. I even put weed in there.
For you, not for me.
I don't know how to get a pipe high. I just know how to get myself high.
Oh, so I'm not important.
No, Sparky. You're the most important part of the whole situation. However, life doesn't revolve around your sorry ass. Hey, Sparky, where'd you go? Oh. Where'd you go, Sparky? I know you're in there somewhere.
Leave me alone. I'm meditating.
Wait, you're meditating? A pipe can meditate? That's great. Do you want me to sing you a song while you're meditating, sir?
Go fuck yourself.
Hang on a minute. Sparky is meditating or graduate. I don't know what the hell he's talking about.
It's called meditation.
Meditation? What does that mean, Sparky, for you? I mean, I know what it means for me.
You are such an idiot.
Why?
It means the same thing, dumbass.
Sorry? I mean, I didn't mean to hurt your pipe feelings, but I was just curious what it meant. I wasn't trying to offend you, you know. I was just doing my job as a podcasting reporter. I was investigating the situation so I can properly understand what you're talking about. And my listeners have never heard of a talking pipe before that can tell us its feelings, so I think...
Don't you ever shut up.
No, actually, I don't. Thank you for that.
You're such a douche. Don't you realize, dumbass?
Realize what? You've got a bowl sitting up on you that's extremely hot.
Yes.
And?
And I'm trying to fucking meditate, you douche.
Sorry. Well, we gotta step out of the room. Because Sparky's gotta urinate, and we'll be right back. Okay, everyone, be extremely quiet. You have to be very quiet, because the king is trying to meditate. Fuck that idea. I'm not going to be quiet for that sorry prick.
What did you call me?
What?
What did you call me?
I said you're a very kind fellow.
No. That's not what I heard.
What did you hear?
You calling me a prick.
Well? You are a prick sometimes when you throw sparks.
Quit blowing on my coals, then.
Wait a minute. Blowing on your coals? I haven't touched your coals.
Unless you're talking about when I use the torch on them, in which I have to do that, or they don't get hot.
It's not like I pick them up and blow on them like a fool.
Because I actually have something called skin that will burn off if I do.
You know something.
What? What do I know? What do I know? Tell me what I know. What am I supposed to know?
You're supposed to know, dumbass.
What? Get to it. Come on, I don't got all fucking day.
Okay. You're supposed to know that I can only function unless you light me. That's what you're supposed to know.
Well, okay, I get that part, but you still don't.
Sometimes you need to smoke quietly.
How the fuck do you smoke quietly?
In other words, shut the fuck up.
Excuse me while we do a radio show here. I do apologize if I've offended you.
Wait, you do a radio show?
What the fuck do you think I'm doing right now?
This thing where you record yourself being an idiot?
No. Well, I mean, I am recording myself being an idiot, but at the same fucking time, it's my podcast, so shut up.
Whatever. I'm gonna go back to sleep.
Don't do that. You'll kill my smoke. If you kill my smoke, I'll break your bowl. If I break your bowl, you won't be used anymore because you'll go in the trash barrel.
Ooh, tough guy. Gonna break bowls now. Oh, my God.
Actually, I wouldn't break my bowl. I'd just order a new pipe that doesn't have a voice box.
You're such a jerk. Just like Pearlie said.
Wait, you've been talking to Pearlie? Don't listen to her. She's just a cat.
She's a cat with feelings.
No shit. And I'm a human with feelings. How do you think I feel? When a pipe that shouldn't be able to talk is talking.
Jerry.
What?
Shut up.
What?
Shut up.
Is that better for you?
Wow.
What do you mean, wow?
Wow, you actually were quiet for 3 minutes.
No, I wasn't. That wasn't 3 minutes. You can't even count, let alone tell time. That little hand is a second hand, Dickweed. And it didn't even really register only 1 second when that happened, so therefore I didn't do it for 3 seconds either. You're blind as a bat.
Really?
Really?
So the second hand is the little tiny fucker?
Listen. The second hand is the one that goes around and around and around and around and around all day long. And then that long hand goes around once every minute. And the other short hand, which is a little bit longer than the second hand, actually goes
around once every hour. Man, see, I had to think about it. That's how far it was.
Damn, I'm good. Anyway. So I
learned a lesson while messing around with that one bowl.
Yeah. Tell him what you did first.
Oh, yeah. I gotta tell what I did first, right? Okay.
So, instead of Jerry spraying the bowl, which is what I'm supposed to do now, I decided it was like my other bowls, and I could just pop it off, right? You know, just boink, off it goes.
And what happened, smartass?
And what happened? You threw a coal at me, and it missed me by about 4 inches and threw it on the tray instead. That's what happened. Which didn't make me any more happier than it did.
See? It didn't make me any more happier than I was the whole fucking day after I fixed the problem.
Yeah, but you gotta learn how to aim, idiot.
Well, I gotta learn how to aim, but you also gotta learn how to quit throwing sparks, so... Ladies and gentlemen, how about it? Give it up for Sparky, everybody.
What happened was I pulled the bowl off. The bowl kind of did its little dance in the air, and then all of a sudden, the coal clunked onto the ashtray. And this is where I got the great idea to spray the bottle, because the coal hit the ashtray, right? The ashtray. Excuse me. At least I was polite that time. Too many iced teas today. You know, just way too many. And anyway, so I'm sitting there thinking, wait a damn minute. I can take the bowl, spray the bowl off, and no more problems and no more coals dropping on trays. Now, I'll be honest, it makes a little bit of a mess, but it isn't as bad as fire would be, man. Fire would suck. I'd rather deal with the water than the fire, because fire and I do not get along. We just don't. Seriously. Anyway. So. The bowl up there right now, the mahogany one that I got from the great store Saginaw Vape on Lawndale Road. Riley, one of my friends and one of the clerks there, listens, and I got to thank you very much for listening to the podcast. Huge shout out to Riley over at Saginaw Vape. And I might also add that if you go over there and you want to get something from them, make sure you tell them about us, the MaterCast, that you heard it about on the MaterCast, and you get a discount on your order. Isn't that great? Wait, you know, that's what the commercial says. Why am I repeating everything the commercial says? I got applauded for fucking up my job. I think that was the best I've ever heard this audience tonight. Wow. Thank you. I'll be happy to repeat more of my commercials, like S&J Heating and Cooling. If you have any problem with your furnace, call them and they'll fix it. You know, give Steve a call and he will have your problem fixed in a jiffy, because why? Oh my God, here we go again.
Well, I'll have you know, I wrote that entire commercial high as a kite, just like I wrote the other one high as a kite. That's where I get all my ideas. High as a kite, at least I'm honest. Yeah, at least I'm honest. All right. So, like, oh shit, I forgot what I was even saying. Damn, that's really sad when you do that. In the middle of a podcast, son of a bitch. Damn, this sucks balls. It really does. Bing, 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 the light bulb came back on. What do you know? So, goddamn thing wouldn't let me talk. I'm like, what the hell did you just do? Anyway, it was a goof up. The machine did not like me today. Backpack Studio says, leave me alone, motherfucker. I should blow up your fucking phone, you piece of crap. Anyway, but the hookah that I have is called a keto scent. And I found out that you have to keep it very well cleaned, otherwise it fucks up. Yeah, true story. I found that out because I didn't set something right. That pipe came loose on the bottom, and when it did, it screwed me up. I wasn't getting high. I wasn't getting low. I wasn't getting shit. So every now and then I'll check that pipe, you know. I'll take the cover off, take the butt things off, take the bowls off, take the cover down, look underneath, make sure the nice pipe is connected. If I find anything in it, I make sure to clean it out because I'm an idiot and don't always remember to. And voila. No, really. And voila. It goes again and works. I had to get me a new lighter recently. I don't have the four-legged torch anymore. No, I have like a little gun. It's shaped like a pistol. And that's where the flame comes out, right on the barrel. I said, damn, this could be a simple fucking weapon. Just walk up and blow it at him. You know, they can put it right in their face and then set their beard on fire. Shouldn't have pissed me off, asshole. Better shut up before I set your ear on fire next. Then I'll set your eyebrows on fire then, after that. Boy, you'd really be fucked if I set your whole hair on fire. I mean, imagine that, like, you get in a fight with your girlfriend, and you got a torch in your hand. She says some stupid bullshit to you, you're like, bitch, shut up. I'm going to take this fucker, I'm going to light your ponytail on fire, yeah? But for me, here's how that would end up. I would say that, and she'd grab the fucker out of my hand and torch mine. Those rough and tumble bitches, they get mad, boy, let me Well, you gotta be careful who it is you invite to your parties. Then people say, what would you tell yourself at the age of 16?
Yeah. First thing I'd say is, don't be a douche. And the second thing I'd say is, if you're going to be a douche, don't blame it on me. Hey, you can't start the thing over. Damn thing. Dumb bastard. It does that all the damn time. Like, my finger is in the same spot, too, when I hit it, and it still does it. It's like, look, I wonder what happens if we fuck with Jerry today. Yay! Hey, man, here's a trick. Next time he goes to push that same button, we're going to change it into the intro button. Such a fucking asshole. Be nice to me, Bruce, or I'll reprogram you. Yes, my phone is named Bruce because he talks really weird like a Bruce. Well, there's some Bruces I know who don't talk really weird, but most of them do. And in case you're curious to know what that ringing sound is, it is my cat itching herself, and she has a little bell on her collar, so I know when she tries to do this thing called sneak outside, and I don't know. I can stop her from sneaking outside when I don't want her to go outside easily. If I hear that bell, I immediately think, you little shit. And I run out the damn door right behind her and pick her up if I can, if I remember to. And most of the time, she doesn't get out because she knows she's just going to be found the next time and get her ass beat. But she tries like hell to piss me off. He probably has this little fucking mischievous look on her face, like, ah, I told you, you fucking idiot. I really told you. Like, here, sucker, try this. Open up that fucking door. I fucking dare you. I'm gonna sneak right out the bitch, and you ain't gonna find me. And it's like, bitch, gotcha. Found you. He's like, yeah, found your ass. Now you're going back inside. Ha, motherfucker. Yeah. But that damn cat. Oh, and then the dog doesn't like the cat, so the dog chases the cat up the stairs, which is pretty fucking comical because the cat will turn around and bat the dog in the fucking head. It's like the cat knows fucking kung fu or something. Yeah, 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 motherfucker. Hey, you really want to play a game? I'll run upstairs, and then when I do hiss at you and you try to grab me, I'll just beat you in the fucking head. Yeah, that's pretty good. What a stupid game. I'd be like, no, bitch, I'm busy. I'm going to go chew on my deer horn. Low it goes. Lola falls for it every fucking time. Yeah. She comes upstairs just to see me, and the cat, just because she's a bitch, turns on and goes, Kh-. I'm like, dude, it's fucking 10 in the morning, and the dog is coming upstairs to see me because I didn't wake up. I'm not going to be mad at a dog that wakes me up at that time, because it means, dumbass, you should have woke up when your alarm went off. But it's like in the middle of the night when I really hate it, she runs upstairs like, fuck, I was just about to sleep. Ugh, god damn dog. That's when I go, all right, come on, Lola, you're going downstairs. And she plays this game where she tries to bite my hand every time I try to catch her. That's a fun one. That's like, oh, yeah. Haha, you can't see me, motherfucker. I just bombed your ass and you can't even see me. Ha. You know, it's like, it gets kind of like, I just one day want eyes for like 5 minutes. Just give me eyes when she's up to my room for about 5 minutes. And I bet she'd never play that game again. Oh, it's getting wild in here. And, no, the pipe is starting to freeze up because it probably has something in the bottom of it again because I don't fucking know. It just does. Anyway, so we are going to start some new classes soon on this MaterCast here. We're going to have new classes. Coming up, we're going to do a mini-series. Yes, we can do mini-series too. We're going to do a mini-series. And the mini-series is going to be called Hookah 101 Blindfolded. You guys like my catchy name? You get it? You get it? Blindfolded? Get it? Anyway, I just chose that because I came up with a system. Yeah, I came up with a system on how to do good hookah. And I'll show it to you, and you can learn, and I'll tell you about all the cool bowls I have and all the cool ways I do it. So if you can tune in, please do. That would be awesome of you. Of course, the Hookah 101 for the Blind is sponsored by Saginaw Vape. You bet your ass that is. And I will talk about different kinds of hookahs, different kinds of pipes, different kinds of reservoirs. We'll talk about the more safer ones for folks who don't have their eyeballs. And we'll talk about the ones I don't want anyone to use because they're very easily tippable and you won't like the results when you do. Then I will get sued because you tipped over your hookah and blamed it on me. Well, you said I could do it being blind. Yeah, dumbass, but I didn't tell you that you could tip over your hookah and expect it to work. Or, oh my God, you told me they could use a hookah that's round. Oh my God, they're going to tip it over and it's going to cause a fire in my house. And then I can sue you for, shut the fuck up. I'm not going to get nobody burned. I have developed a system. It is already developed and it works better on a certain kind. So you don't have to worry about that one. Okay? Okay. Continuing on. The hookah classes will be recorded each time. I'm still going to do my regular shows. You'll have to find them. But they'll be listed in their own, they'll have their own titles. And, you know, you might have to hear a hookah 101 class. See, this is how I'm going to draw people to it. I'm not going to record any more podcasts until we do our series. Any more funny podcasts like I'm doing now. That way, you have no choice. You have to follow the podcast. So, if you don't like the podcast, well, listen a little while. Maybe you might learn something. Because I give good tips. I give good tips, and I tell about how you can use it. And I tell about what you absolutely do not want to do because I've already done the things I tell you I don't think you should do. And it will turn out disastrous. You will have a burn on your table if you do not follow my instruction. So we'll get into that next time. Anyway, that's about Hookah 101. I hope that explained a little bit about what's going to happen in the next podcast. We are going to make those podcasts available on YouTube, BoobTube, whatever the hell it's called. I don't know. Of course, there won't be no pictures, but you'll be able to catch what's going on by listening. Isn't that the whole point, though? Blindfolding yourself and doing this? If you did this blindfolded yourself, you could really make people go nuts, like they see you blindfolding yourself. Like, what the hell are you doing? Hey, man, you got to be able to see like that, right? No, just hold on. This guy showed me how to do it the right way. But come on, dude, you don't want to blindfold yourself. You're going to catch yourself on fire. No. I know how to do this. I know how to do this the right way. Because I learned it from this dumbass. Oh, really? Where can I? You don't need to learn. Just sit down and watch me. Crybaby bitches should not be using a hookah anyway. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, back to what I was talking about before. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about this podcast. So I'm pretty geeked up about it. I can't wait to do them, and we'll start them next week, maybe, or the following week. And they're going to start getting hot and heavy because we've got a lot to do. And also, there might be another countdown show later on this week. I'm not sure yet, but there just might be, so stay tuned for that. So, seeing as Ashton, my little nephew, is 8, I'm going to do a podcast of the songs that were popular when I was 8. What's wrong with reliving my life again? Come on. Yeah, we'll get into all that fun stuff later. But I wanted to come out here and talk to y'all because, well, I ain't seen y'all in a little while, that's all. But, yeah, I did. I love my mahogany bowl that I have. I think that bowl is kick the hell ass. That is a cool bowl right there. I mean, that bowl, you know, it's one of these, it's kind of like bell-shaped or foghorn-shaped, and it has good-sized holes in the bottom of it, but it has 5 of them. And then it has this little deal thingy, and it's nice to wrap the, you know, when you put your tobacco in there, it you can wrap the end of it with foil, of course, which is what you're supposed to do anyway. But you can do that. There. I had to fix my microphone because it wasn't working like it should have been. So I just gave it a little boost and things of that nature because I couldn't hear it in the monitor again. And the reason that is because I got lazy and didn't bother to turn the fucking monitor button on. Or is it the other way around? Is it because the device itself is lazy and didn't decide to turn itself on? I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, But this bull is shaped like a horn, and we call it the fog horn, or as I like to call it. You guys are gonna like this name, by the way. Big Horny. Yeah. I never came up with a little name for that Egyptian bull, of course. But I'm working on one. But this one, I named it Big Horny. Dumb. What's wrong with me remaking the Red Robin commercial? I mean, after all, they don't use it anymore. I barely ever hear it on TV anymore. I mean, after all, it was just a commercial jingle. It's not like it cost them anything anyway. Well, maybe it did, but they had lots of money. They could pay it. Anyway, so we got Big Horny up there right now. And Big Horny, I like doing that. That's kind of funny, you know? It really is. But see, I can't call it that when the children are around. So I've went like this. Foghorn. And they all get a little giggle out of it, you know, laugh. In my mind, I'm going, Big Horny. You know, if you split that up, you can do a little rhythm like doom, 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 doom. So, like, you could do this. Big Horny, Big Horny, when you're pumping the fucking spray bottle. It helps spray it. Shut up. Anyway, it helps spray the bottle. It does the thing, never mind, fuck it. You know. It's kind of like that old, staying alive, staying alive. You know, the CPR thing? Well, that's my way of doing it, so shut up. Anyways, you know, it's one of those rhythm things. Yeah, quit being sick-minded. I know what you guys are thinking of. No, I don't say that when I masturbate. Okay, that's just... That gagged me with the spoon humor. Why the hell would I do that? No, thank you. No, thank you. Anyway, so Big Horny's sitting up there on top of there. And so I got to get him put away later. Oh, shit. Here it comes. I mean, walked into that one when my eyes got punched out. Damn. That sucks. Just a little. But I'm not sad. I'm glad. Hey, you know what makes, I'm going to tell you guys this joke. I don't know. It's kind of funny, I guess. I mean, when I heard it, I laughed a little bit. This one guy, or these four guys, were going to have babies at the same time. So they're all in the, you know, delivery room waiting for their wives. And the first doctor comes into the room and he sees the first guy and says, "Congratulations, sir, you're going to have twins." He goes, "Man, that's amazing." He says, "You know, I used to manage these, you know, Minnesota Twins. Questions, so, you know, it's just the greatest thing in the world." And then the next guy, man, he's like, "Damn," he's like, "Did you hear about what happened? I'm going to have twins," he tells the other guy. And there's four guys in the room, of course. Third guy says, or second guy says, "Man, you should have seen it, man. I'm going to have triplets and I work for 3M. You know, And you're like, wait a minute. Or he's like, wait a minute. You serious? He's like, yeah, man. I work for 3M, dude. And I'm going to have, I'm going to have triplets. The other guy looks over at the third guy and says, boy, he says, I don't know what to say. Or the other guy looks over at the second guy. Excuse me. I just screwed the joke up. See? But I'll continue. Now that we know where I screwed it up at, you know, I'll continue. So the third guy looks at the second guy and says, that's okay. I work on quads, you know, and different kinds of quads. And I'm going to have quads. I'm going to have quadruplets. Oh, fuck, you hear from the other guy. Why are you saying, oh, fuck, man? What's the matter? Everything all right? He says, I guess. I mean, I work for 7-Up, so can you imagine how many my wife's going to have? They all look at him and go, you'll be fine, buddy. Have fun. You know, that's a pretty interesting little joke I heard. Anyway. So. I got. Let's see. Did that. And I got some. New coals. Of course. I can always get my new coals there and tobacco there. And I'm just amazed at how good this bowl actually really works. It's like, I named, you know, him Big Horny because he's got a big ass flame and he's a horn. But the reason I don't know what to name the other bowl is it's shaped like a bowl. It's not shaped like a horn. But it's got the most beautiful inscription in the bottom of it. Yes, this bowl has the most beautiful damned inscription built into it. It's got a little sign. And if you look close enough, written in the Egyptian clay on the bowl, it states, BYO. What is the only thing you think of when you hear the words B, are the letters, BYO? Bring your own. Don't loaf off my shit. That or buy your own. This way you don't have to come over and smoke mine. Just a great little bowl. And it does. It puts out a lot of smoke. Yeah, it's really nice. But it only takes one coal. So you don't get, like, mucho smoke. You just get smoke. But then when you get the foghorn bowl up there, it's like, here we go. Yes, that was my best imitation of a foghorn. Fuck off. Come back again another day. Bye-bye. You're an idiot. Shut up, Sparky. Nobody wants to hear you anymore. Fuck.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure. Why?
Can I sing a song?
Fuck no, are you stupid?
You wouldn't want to hear one of Sparky's greatest hits?
No, because I've already felt them and they're fucking badass. The people couldn't handle it. I don't want to ruin any of these fine, fine people who are listening, and they just couldn't handle it if they had to hear your hits. Because I've already felt them, and they pack one hell of a fucking punch.
Yep, that's right.
What, that your hits pack a punch?
No.
What?
Never mind.
You kind of start to wonder if he's not as high as I am.
No.
No what?
No.
No what?
No. I'm higher.
Wait. Explain that logic to me, because I'm not understanding. Either I don't understand you, what you mean, or I'm just super high, but I don't understand.
Where does the smoke come out?
What?
Where does the smoke expel from?
What the fuck does expel mean?
Come out at.
Oh, sorry. I'm not fucking a professor. I don't know everything you do.
Read more.
What?
Read more.
Read more. I don't know how to read more because I don't know the name of that book. I might have to look it up later on.
No, stupid. Read more.
Huh? I'm still confused.
Motherfucker. Read more.
Wait. Huh? I'm confused. Because, like, how do you read more? I mean, where do I find the book? I would be more than happy to read more if you could tell me where to find that book at.
Jesus H. Christ.
You can't say that on the podcast. Okay, anyway, so you say read more. Let me look at the M. How do you spell that? Is it M-O-O-R-E?
No. It's M-O-R-E, as in read more.
Read more. I'm still confused. I mean, literally, he's got me confused here, folks, because how do you read more? More, I've never heard that title of that book ever in my life, and I don't know how. Ow! What the hell did you hit me with?
My hand. Read more, read more, read more, stupid.
Okay, you mean like read in multiples? Like read multiple books?
Yes.
See, now I'm getting a little bit more understandable because you said read more, read more. So you're saying read more books and then I'll learn more.
Holy jumping Jesus Christ, he's actually got it, folks.
Fuck you, Sparky.
I mean, like, he actually picked it up this time.
Asshole.
I'm proud to say it. I'm gonna say it. Dumbass.
What?
Dumbass.
You're a dumbass. Call me that.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
Nobody's gonna light your damn fire. Shut up. I'm gonna go to sleep at some point. And don't call me that again, or I'll shoot you with a pellet gun.
You don't even have one.
What?
You don't have one.
One? What do you mean, one? I don't understand what you're getting to.
Fuck. Just fuck it.
Okay. Fuck it. I don't wanna... Wait. Who's it? Is that like some... Wait. You talking about... Wait, so... You talking about it as in the Addams Family guy?
No.
God. See, this is where I get really brain confused because... He's not making himself clear enough.
You're not thinking clear enough.
You know, folks, you just might be right here. Maybe,
Maybe you should end the podcast.
No, I don't want to end the podcast yet.
So, you actually want to put the people you have listening to you through torture?
No. No, I have great friends here and fans here. I don't want to put them through torture.
You know, they should make super glue as lipstick.
Wait, what? What about lipstick?
No.
What'd you say about getting your... Huh? How'd you get your lips stuck together?
No. You can't reason with you. I'm going to sleep.
Good. Thank God for that.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sparky. Now, anyways, as I was saying before he killed my entire show here, I was talking about stuff, and then now I can't remember what I was talking about because of that ass clown. You guys think that's funny, huh? Yeah, I do too, kind of. Yeah, I guess.
He never writes anything down.
What?
Isn't a good podcaster supposed to take notes?
Fuck you. Take your own goddamn notes. I'm busy.
Why? Why can't you take them yourself? You're the one that knows what you want to talk about.
Fuck you, Sparky.
Earth to Sparky. Fuck off.
Earth to dumbass. Go up yourself.
What the fuck did he just do? Was that like him taking a shit or something? He doesn't make any sense, I tell you. I don't understand. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that will do it for the podcast.
We'll be back next week with Hookah 101. Until next time, for Drew Graham, he's Sparky, I'm Jerry Mader, and I tell you all, be well, be good to each other, and Drew can tell you the rest. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Drew Graham.
Questions, comments, email. Questions, comments, email Jerry Mader right now. Let him know what you want to know or hear or have played. Hell, Jerry won't bite you. Unless you piss him off first, anyway. And your request can be answered in another episode of the podcast. The email address for the show is themadercast@icloud.com. Here, let me spell that out for you. themadercast, themadercast@icloud.com. So, why not compose a letter? Or whatever in the hell they call it now. You never know. He may just shout you out on the air if it's good enough. And thank you so much for listening to the MaderCast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on your podcast service of choice. That way, you can follow along with the fun and craziness that is none other than the MaderCast. I'm your friendly podcast announcer guy, Drew Graham, speaking for Jam and Jerry Mader. When I say, support our troops, love hard, laugh harder, and live every day like it's your absolute last one here on this crystal ball we call Earth. Good day, everyone.